The Carroll Center for the Blind Acknowledgement of Client Responsibility. COVID-19 has changed the way the Carroll Center must operate, and your health and safety is our highest priority. Given the nature of the COVID-19 pandemic, it is an inescapable reality that we all share responsibility for our collective safety and well-being. Accordingly, it is vital that our clients, staff, and all others who visit our campus understand our safety requirements, protocols, and expectations to help us protect our collective safety and well-being and prevent the spread of COVID-19. Our safety measures have been developed in accordance with applicable governmental and public health guidelines and are outlined below. We require that you read this document, acknowledge that you have read and understood its contents, and agree that you will adhere to our safety measures anytime you are on the Carroll Center campus, participating in an in-person Carroll Center program, or receiving in-person services from any Carroll Center representative. These policies may be updated as public health guidelines change. Clients diagnosed with COVID-19 or experiencing COVID-19 symptoms. No one who has been diagnosed with COVID-19 is permitted on Carroll Center premises, nor are they permitted to participate in any in-person programs or receive in-person services from any Carroll Center representative without presenting medical documentation confirming that they pose no risk of transmitting the virus to others. Similarly, no one is permitted on campus in an in-person Carroll Center program or to receive in-person services from a Carroll Center representative if, within the preceding 14 days, the person or someone the person who has been in close contact with or are caring for is currently experiencing or has experienced any of the following symptoms: cough, shortness of breath, fever, chills, muscle pain or body aches, sore throat, new loss of taste or smell, sneezing, runny or stuffy nose, diarrhea, persistent headache. Anyone who has or has had these symptoms and were not medically confirmed or tested for COVID-19 will not be permitted on campus in an in-person program or to receive in-person services until all three of the following conditions are met. No fever for 72 hours without the use of fever-reducing medications, and other symptoms have improved, and at least 10 days have passed since symptoms first appeared. Alternatively, individuals may come onto campus or participate in in-person programs and services if they have received two negative COVID-19 tests at least 24 hours apart. Anyone in known contact with or who is caring for a person who is medically confirmed or tested for COVID-19 or who has experienced symptoms consistent with COVID-19 may not enter the campus or participate in in-person programs or services until the end of a 14-day self-quarantine period from the last date of exposure, assuming the person does not experience any symptoms of COVID-19 during that self-quarantine period. Anyone who develops these symptoms while on the Carroll Center premises, involved in an in-person program, or receiving in-person services should advise Carroll Center staff and leave the premises immediately, remembering to keep their face covering in place and remain socially distanced from others while doing so. If you are unable to leave immediately or need to wait for transportation, you will be directed to an isolation area where you may safely await transport. Social distancing requirements. Maintain at least 6 feet of separation with other people as much as possible. This distance must be maintained throughout the campus and when receiving off-campus services as necessary. Comply with all restrictions on the number of people that can use meeting rooms, breakout areas, elevators, communal spaces, kitchens, and restrooms. Follow any one-way systems for moving around the premises. Do not engage in greetings that involve touching others through handshakes, etc. Required hygiene practices. All individuals must maintain the following good hygiene practices. When you cough or sneeze, cover your mouth and nose with a tissue or your bent elbow/sleeve, not your hands. Put used tissues in the trash immediately. Wash your hands with soap and water often for at least 20 seconds or use alcohol-based hand rub or sanitizer if soap and water are not available. Always wash your hands after coughing or sneezing, after toilet use, when hands are dirty, before, during, and after you handle food, and before and after eating. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth without washing your hands first. Do not share dishes, drinking glasses, cups, eating utensils, pens, or pencils. Clean and disinfect all equipment, e.g. computers, readers, adaptive devices, before and after use with disinfectant wipes that will be made available. Use of face covering and PPE. You must wear a face covering at all times while on campus in any in-person program or while receiving in-person services. If you are unable to wear a face covering due to a medical or other reason, you must contact Dinah Rosenbaum, Chief Program Officer, for further information in advance. You will not be permitted to enter Carroll Center facilities or participate in any in-person program or service if you arrive without a face covering and have not previously contacted Dinah Rosenbaum. It is equally important that you comply with relevant laws, regulations, ordinances, and orders requiring the wearing of a face covering at all times, including but not limited to traveling to the Carroll Center. It is important to use your face covering properly and to follow these steps. Wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water for 20 seconds or use hand sanitizer before putting a face covering on and after removing it. When wearing a face covering, avoid touching your face or face covering, as you could contaminate them with germs from your hands. Change your face covering if it becomes damp, if you have touched it, or it otherwise becomes contaminated in any way. Continue to wash your hands regularly. Change or wash your face covering daily. If the material is washable, wash in accordance with manufacturer's instructions. If it is not washable, dispose of it carefully in the trash. By signing this acknowledgement below, you hereby acknowledge and agree to the following. 1. You will follow and comply with the safety protocols described above, as they may periodically be modified, at all times while on the Carroll Center premises and while participating in any in-person program or service provided by the Carroll Center representatives. Failure to comply will result in being asked to leave the premises, and you will not be eligible to participate in in-person programs or services. 2. Though based on the most recent governmental and public health guidance, no safety protocol can ensure that you will not be exposed to the coronavirus or eliminate all risk to your health, including but not limited to respiratory failure or other short or long-term health effects and/or death. 3. Should you be exposed to the coronavirus, whether or not you develop symptoms, you may in turn directly or indirectly, knowingly or unknowingly expose others to the coronavirus, including but not limited to your family members, spouse, partner, friends, cohabitants, and or anyone else with whom you have been in in-person contact. If you expose other individuals to the coronavirus, such individuals may experience severe health consequences, including but not limited to respiratory failure or other short or long-term health effects, and/or death. Accordingly, you agree to take responsible precautions to prevent you from exposing others to the coronavirus, including but not limited to the precautions described above, as well as additional precautions required or recommended by government public health agencies from time to time. By signing below, you hereby understand and voluntarily agree to the terms set forth in this acknowledgement of client responsibility.